So loads of people are very keen for their kids to keep up with the te reo Māori that they were learning when they were at school and maybe even learn a bit themselves along the way. So while things are still a bit uncertain about when the move to Level 2 will happen, my next guests can perhaps help in the interim. Now, there are three hosts of a new Māori language program called Māori Reo Māori Ora, and they are Te Karo Whangatoa, Junia Amohia Silbury, and Anipiki Tuari. And I've got Junia on the line with me now. Hello there.
Tēnā koe, tēnā rā koutou. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, kia ora. So we're talking about this new Te Reo Māori distance learning TV channel, which is on during school hours. And you're doing some great mahi, Junia. And I understand you've also got a little one at home, so that's making things more challenging, I imagine.
Yes. We're actually quite fortunate. So Te Koro is my partner. So we're living with his whānau at the moment, and they're a great help with the both of us being here, taking care of our little two-year-old girl. And yeah, we're very fortunate at the moment.
So how did you end up as a TV presenter?
Great question. So I have been working in TV for the past 8 years now, 8 years, but I've been behind the scenes. So behind the scenes is where I prefer to be. My lovely boss, Hinuta Wapotu, she begged me, no, she asked me to come on to be a presenter for Māori Reo Māori Ora, both my partner and I, as well as Anipiki. And we jumped at the opportunity because of the kaupapa, because of the broader picture of what Māori Reo Māori Ora will do for the next generation of te reo Māori speakers, and being able to be in front of our tamariki, I think, is an awesome opportunity, and as well as reviving the Te Reo channel, which Māori Reo Māori Ora is being broadcast on, and just a great opportunity to be working alongside the Ministry of Education as well.
Yeah, tell us about the Te Reo channel, because people may have it a bit confused with Māori TV, but it's distinct, isn't it?
Yes. So not too long after Māori television was established, they established a second channel, which is Te Reo. So the Te Reo channel is dedicated to 100% fluent programming, which Māori Reo Māori Ora fits into. Now, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is when Māori Reo Māori Ora airs, and it's not a standalone program. So the whole package, Māori Reo Māori Ora is a package. So it's your 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., beginning with karakia and ending with karakia, with different sorts of programming in between, ranging from kura ko hunga hunga, which Anipiki takes care of. That's for our 0 to 5-year-olds. Kura tuatahi, which is myself, and whare kura, which Te Koro takes care of, and there's different levels of programming right from tamariki, right from your kindergarten tamariki to your high schoolers. So it's a very broad range.
And you're sort of popping up in between some of the other TV shows as well. We've spoken about Takaro Tribe on the show before, Te Nutube, Heroro, and you are what, sort of talking to kids in between those shows about what they've seen and giving them a bit of extra practice? Is that the idea?
That's it. That's exactly it. So we pop up, us presenters, we pop up in between the shows, and we prompt the tamariki to look out for things and to recap the program. And we also have the opportunity to kind of take a concept that's in one of the programs, any of the programs, and just talk about that a bit more in depth with the 45 seconds that we get in between each program. And it's just things like teaching tamariki other words for kai. So there's about 5 words for kai that mean the same thing, but we generally just go to the go-to word. But the opportunity that we have as presenters is that we get to broaden the vocabulary of not just the kids, but the parents as well, of the audience who tune into Māori Reo Māori Ora.
What are the other words for kai?
So for kai, there's paumatua. Paumatua. There is haupa. And there's actually a lot of words around kai as well. So you get, like, I think most people would have heard the word hākari, which means feast. But haupa and paumatua mean exactly the same thing as kai. Mm. Yeah.
And is it hard to pitch what you're saying at exactly the right age bracket?
For me, I personally think that I have the hardest age bracket to cater to. Because
5 to 12, eh?
Yeah, 5 to 12. A 5-year-old is so much different from a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
So between my producer, Claudia Taumonu, and myself, we've had to work on this age bracket quite a bit, just in terms of delivery, and it's been great. It's been a great learning experience for me. And I tend to imagine my nieces right in front of me. Will my nieces listen to this? Am I rambling on too long? What else would they like to know? So I picture children in front of me, and you and I both know, and the parents out there know, that that age bracket is the most honest age bracket. So you need to be real with them, and they will feel the truth and how passionate somebody is or not just by looking at them for a few seconds.
Do you get any sort of feedback, any idea how many people are watching, or what the ones that are watching are getting out of it?
I haven't been in touch with my nieces that are in this particular age bracket for a little while now, but the feedback from our friends and from our whānau is that, they're liking what we're doing. Some even give us little tips here and there. I'm fortunate to know some of the producers of these amazing programs, so I go to them for what sort of things they would like me to promote in their programs. So if they think that there's a particular piece in an episode that they want me to highlight, well, I'll gladly do that for them, because at the end of the day, it was their creative minds who came up with these awesome concepts. And I love children's programming. This has made me really appreciate people like animators, producers, and being behind the scenes in television myself. I have a huge appreciation for what goes on behind the scenes. So I'm trying to do that justice, presenting the content to our tamariki again.
I'll give the details at the end of the interview of where people can see it on the TV, but I think they can watch it online as well, which is pretty cool. You must be tempted to try and keep this thing going once level 2 or level 3 lockdown's over.
That's above my pay grade. it's amazing. I think that the kids will get a lot out of watching this. And what I love about it is that you can watch it online, but if for our many of our whānau who don't have internet access, this is particularly for them, so that they can access it on their TV 9 to 3 every day. If it does happen to go on beyond the second school term of the year, well, that's very fortunate for us. And it's a kaupapa. It's something that I really love being a part of.
Great. Hey, well, thanks for your time. I'll let you get back to your sort of midday paumatua now, but thanks for the chat, and I hope this goes from strength to strength.
Cheers. Thank you very much for your time. Ngā mihi nui. Ka kite.